This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Can you believe it? It's time for the Visit Isle of Wight show yet again. It's a fortnight since we had the last Visit Isle of Wight show. I cannot believe we're round to another Visit Isle of Wight show, and everything is so different. Last time we were talking about that wonderful place over on the West Wight, Farringford. Today we have got three very special people in front of us, one of which isn't actually a person. And I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that Gabrielle, sitting in between Judith and me, is actually a harp. And Gabrielle is joined here by Vic King and Teresa Ellis, who were with us last year to talk about this amazing festival we've got on the island that's coming later in October. It's the Harp on Wight Festival. And the Harp on Wight Festival is now in its fourth year. Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about the success it's been?
Well, we've all been stunned, really, by sort of the fact that it's even got to its fourth year. When we think about how we started out, it was sort of over a cup of coffee in Michelangelo's, and we thought we'd have a harp festival. And
yes, now so Michelangelo's is a bit of a hub, isn't it, Vic? Can you explain why Michelangelo's, a lovely pizza restaurant, an Italian restaurant in Ryde? A.A. Gill actually recommended it extremely highly as one of the best northern Italian eateries in the country.
Saw the certificate in the shop, they're very proud of that. But it's owned by a lovely lady called Anna Sacchini, who is a very good harpist. She actually started as a sitar player.
Yes.
Taught by none less than Ravi Shankar. But,
right.
Then also is very accomplished on the harp. So it was her idea to start the festival. She went to a similar festival in a place called Dinan in Brittany, seaside town, a little bit similar to Ryde. So this is where she got the idea that some of what was going on there could be reasonably transferred to the island.
It's a bit like one of those James Bond films, isn't it? Because if you press a special button by the pizza oven, this wall rotates, and behind it there are sort of seven or eight harps with sort of angelic people plucking on the strings. It's an absolutely incredible sight.
Yeah, she's got that lovely sort of warmth and energy, Anna, and I think she's ideal to be our director.
Well, stick with us, because what we're going to do is ask you to put your fingers onto Gabrielle and play. Can you just tell me, Teresa, is it normal for harps to have names, or is it just a little pet foible?
No, I don't think it's just me. There are many named harps out there.
Well, they're very organic, aren't they?
They
and
are.
What you've got, perhaps you could just describe what you've got in the studio with us. It's not a big harp, is it? It's not a pedal harp.
No, it's not a pedal harp. It's a Celtic harp.
Yeah.
So she's got 34 strings.
Yeah.
And we change the key using the levers that are above every string. So if I wanted to play in C, this particular harp is in E flat, so I would put those particular levers up, so it'd be E, A and B to change the key.
Okay, so do you ever have difficulties when you're sort of when you've started playing and you suddenly realise, oh my goodness, I haven't put that lever down?
Oh, frequently.
Oh, okay.
I call it levergate.
Levergate. That sounds wonderful. Well, stick with us. If you want to hear a little bit more harp, you're going to get some in a moment, because I've seen after the cause, Alice Cooper was going to come up as a track, and I think it would be more appropriate to have something a little bit more relaxing. But first of all, we're going to have the cause. If you don't like the cause, why don't you just get your iPad out and go www.harponwhite.co.uk and then come back and join us in just over 4 minutes. That was the cause. So young. They must have been singing about Judith and me. Now listen, we have got Vic and Teresa in the studio, and for people who don't think the harp is fun, we're having a whale of a time already here in the studio. And the Harp Festival isn't until the 20th of October. It's the 20th of October till the 24th of October, mainly around Ryde on the Isle of Wight. And we're really, really looking forward to it. We came to the last one. And what I think really stunned us is you kind of think of the harp as either a sort of classical instrument or a Celtic instrument, but actually at the last Harp Festival there was a wonderful Paraguayan artist, wasn't there, with yes. You know, quite Latin yes. type rhythms. This year there's going to be a real mix-up of things. There's going to be a lot of jazz rhythms as well, aren't there?
There certainly are. We're very lucky. We've got Ben Crichton Griffiths coming down, and he's going to be teaching, and he's also doing a concert.
Yeah.
We've also got a gentleman called Adriano Sanguinetti.
Yeah.
And he is an Italian
He sounds artist. Like an assassin, actually.
I know, with Sanguinetti in the title.
I know, that's amazing.
That, but no, he's
quite the opposite.
He's quite the opposite. He's a lovely man. And he's going to be doing Italian folk harp.
Yeah.
His influences were Vicar Anstibel. From the
yeah, what's good about him, I've seen him a couple of times in Edinburgh. Yeah. He's very charismatic, very colourful, and you know, very sort of outwardly Italian, so a lot of Mediterranean influence in the music. And he sings as well, which is slightly unusual for us.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Very good singing voice.
But hang on, he's a man. How can he do two things at once?
Oh, see, there are exceptions to every rule.
Oh, dear. Well, he'll have to teach me, actually. Vic, what is your favourite kind of harp music?
Irish, probably.
Right.
Yeah. But tricky. Yeah, Celtic, principally. That's what got me into it in the first place.
Yeah.
A band called the Pusies, who were Scottish, so I equally like Scottish and Irish, and they had what you were talking about earlier, electro harp.
Yes.
Which wonderful sort of deep bass note on it.
Oh, amazing.
So,
they had
two harps in a group of
electro harps. Wow.
And they had a very good accordion player, a great friend of ours called Karen Tweed. And when the accordion blended in with the two harps, it sounded like a little orchestra to me. And that, I was hooked.
Wow, fantastic. And Teresa, what's your favourite kind of harp music?
Similar, to be honest. I'm very much into the Celtic, although I love my classical as well. I love the classical harp.
Fabulous. Now, Teresa, I think you're going to play something a little bit Celtic for us in just a moment. Judith is almost going purple because she's got so many questions to ask, but I'm going to let Judith ask the questions after the advert break and a bit of Meghan Trainor. So can we hear this wonderful piece? I think it's one that was taught to you by Cheyenne Brown.
Yes, I was taught this piece. It's called Seals at Rue. And
yeah.
I was taught this last year at the Harp Festival. So, again, without the Harp Festival, I wouldn't have had this amazing piece.
Okay.
She says, binging it up and hoping that she doesn't have Levergate.
Right. Well, let's. I mean, this is live radio, so anything could happen.
Oh, gosh, don't say that. I'm going to have to remove my headphone for a moment.
Okay. Well, we'll just get the technician in from the green room to do that. I think he's just fallen over one of the bottles of champagne we've got out there. But never mind. We're all ready for you, Teresa. Fantastic. Thanks very much, Teresa. That was live and unexpurgated here on Vectors Radio. The Seals of Rue. Very, very relaxing. I see John has nodded off out there again. Thank you so much for that. It's beautiful, beautiful sound. And that was Gabrielle being played by Teresa. Now, Judith is going to ask a lot more questions, but first of all, we're going to have to get some ads in and then a little bit of Meghan Trainor.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Need to let it go down to the out to the no, no, no. Meghan Trainor, and that was no. I heard the other day, you know, she had this appalling accident at a Stilton factory with her brother. They both fell into the vat. Now, that is what I call a pair of smelly trainers. Anyway, it's the Visit Isle of Wight show, if you can bear to be with us. And we're talking about the wonderful Harp on Wight Festival. Judy is so desperate to ask some questions, I'm going to hand over to her.
Thank you, James. Well, we've just heard the beautiful sounds of the Celtic harp, played by Teresa Ellis, leading light of the Harp on Wight Festival and All Round Good Egg. Now, the harp is also a classical instrument as well. There's a lot of classical repertoire for the harp, isn't there? And the opening concert at this year's Harp on Wight Festival, which is on Friday the 20th of October, is going to feature some classical harp music and is going to be given by a harpist, very, very famous harpist, called Anne Denholm. Vic, could you tell me a little bit more about her and why she's so important and why it's so exciting that she's coming to the festival for the first time this year?
Well, immediately after last year's festival, we have a wash-up meeting and think about what do we need to do to improve and gradually sort of increase the publicity and overall awareness, I suppose, of the festival. And one idea we had, that we ought to have a patron. I think a lot of that was perhaps influenced by the literary festival. We saw what they were doing in that direction. So having agreed to have one, the question was then who would we choose? So that was sort of left open to debate for a while. But our chairperson, Diana Wood, probably quite rightly put the case for Anne Denholm, because she actually was following us on Twitter, which is a sort of useful vehicle. So we built up a bit of a dialogue there, and she is the official appointed harpist to HRH Prince of Wales, which obviously gives her a sort of status in many areas. But the good thing is that's not a full-time job. She has got a career of her own alongside of that. So it soon became obvious she might be the best person that we could invite to, you know, build up the awareness across the country. And we also liked having seen on her website she's very good at community and educational side of things, so that suits us very well as well. So we sent her an initial email. I sent her an email just sort of outlining what we had in mind, and she agreed to that in principle. And then three of us went up to London and met her at the South Bank in the spring and had a more sort of detailed meeting, and she agreed to take it on. And then, although it wasn't originally discussed then, the idea that inviting her to come and actually play as well came a little bit later, and again she agreed to that. So I think she's going to be an important spokesperson and sort of ambassador for us, really.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations. I mean, you've done so well to get Anne on board, but I think it's a real reflection of the success of the Harp on Wight Festival itself, that she wants to join with you and she's so keen to be involved with you.
Well, we were absolutely delighted. And she described us as a group with relentless enthusiasm, which which we thought was rather good.
Yeah, that was really good.
I don't know where I saw it. It might have been on your website, but I saw that lovely photograph of you all with her.
Yes, that's right.
On the South Bank. And I got the impression she didn't hesitate for a moment, really.
It was a very positive meeting. Yes. She's a very easy person to deal with, very passionate and... we all got on very well.
And she brings such cachet to the whole festival. And as you say, she will help you reach an even wider audience, because you do have a large mainland and international audience as well, people who travel to the island for the festival.
Very much the role of a patron. You don't want to be a patron to be sort of bogged down, you know, day to day having to worry about things, but if they can take on that wider role, yeah, that's very important.
Yes, and someone who's so famous and has such standing and you know, someone with a bit of glitz, really, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Glamour.
Yeah, we all like a bit of glamour in our lives. And well, that sounds a really, really amazing concert and really great way to kick off the festival. And the other thing I'd like to talk to you about is that a lot of people have seen pictures of the harp, but they've never been up close and personal. And it is an intriguing instrument, isn't it? I mean, it feels, I don't know, it's very tactile and very organic, as James was saying. And you are offering visitors the opportunity to try the harp, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. A big part of the festival is to try and promote the harp as an instrument that people want to learn and want to have in their lives. It's so we do offer sort of come and play sessions, and there is a big exhibition of harp manufacturers that comes down every year, and all their harps are there on display for people to come and have a go and see if they like it.
I mean, it's fantastic, because I didn't know anything about the harp until we met you, Teresa, last year when we were doing this interview for last year's Harp on White Festival, and we learnt the differences between the pedal harp and the lever harp, and it's an intriguing instrument, isn't it?
It really is, and there's so many different variations on it. I mean, we're lucky enough to have Robin Hubone coming down, and he's an exponent of the triple harp.
Oh yes, we were talking about this in the green room.
We were talking about this earlier, and I was saying that I could only cope with one set of strings. How on earth does someone cope with three? But he manages it, and he does it incredibly well. So if you've never seen a triple harp played, we have Robin Hubone doing a concert.
Oh,
I think it's going to be brilliant.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And one of the other interesting things you've got is you have a composition competition. What's all that about?
Well, it's to compose a piece of music for the harp, less than 10 minutes in length. And what's been interesting, it's a changing theme. This year's is the Music of Angels, in Anna production. But what's been interesting about that, probably through social media, Twitter, I suppose, particularly, but not been a massive amount of entries in terms of numbers, but they've been coming in from Mexico and Los Angeles and New York. There is some Swedish ones. There's a whole range of international entries this time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you do have, you know, really, really large international following.
So I think, yeah, well, that's probably picked up through the website. But I'm available to go to New York if that's where the winner comes from.
Me too.
Fantastic. And if people are feeling plucky at home and want to enter, is there still time? Can they go?
No, that needs a closing date so that it can be judged and then the piece performed at a concert in the festival.
So. Okay, so maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
One of the wonderful things about coming to Ryde is you don't just get great harp, you get great pizza, and there's a beach. And a wonderful beach too. So let's listen to a little bit of the Beach Boys, and then after that we will have a little bit more harp with Teresa, and we can listen to Gabrielle.
Round, round, get around.
Ah, the Beach Boys. Is there a harp arrangement for that?
I don't know. Maybe we should write one.
Now listen, you know, there is a lot of sort of pop crossover, isn't there, that classical artists do. Is there any sort of harp pop crossover? Have you done any of that?
I personally haven't, but Florence and the Machine have a harpist.
Yeah,
they do.
Rod Stewart had a harpist at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Blimey.
Uh-huh.
Blimey. Well,
so, yeah.
Rod Stewart had an harpist at the Isle of Wight Festival.
She didn't play all the time, and she did switch to violin at times. But there was a fair bit of harp on the Rod Stewart Isle of Wight Festival.
Blimey.
It's a really, really versatile instrument.
It is, obviously. Well, we're going to hear a little bit more of it.
Tonight's the Night, I think, springs to mind as a track with harp at the festival.
Actually, Amy Dickinson, that Australian harpist, she's done Windmills of Your Mind, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
I wonder if I can get that in a little bit later. That's a good idea. But first of all, Teresa, there's another little piece I think you're going to play. But first, before we do that, I'm really fascinated by how loud you can make a harp go. Because it's always sort of seen as a gentle instrument, and yet as a sort of after party for the Harp Festival on the 18th of November, the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra is going to be featuring Oliver Wass as a harp soloist. Doesn't the harp get drowned out by an orchestra?
Not a pedal harp. A pedal harp can carry, it can hold its own in most circumstances.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's a sort of big wedding and you're in a hall, it's a pedal harp that you need.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, generally. I mean, I have done weddings with the little one, but generally I would usually take a pedal
or
harp.
Or electric one.
Or an electric one, yes.
Okay. Well, it seems that there's going to be a Russian theme to this symphony orchestra night. It's Saturday the 18th of October. There's going to be Khachaturian, Deliria and Tchaikovsky, as I understand it, and quite a lot of harp from Oliver Wass. So if you can't make it to the Harp Festival later in October, Saturday the 18th of October is something to put in your diaries. It's going to be on at the Medina Theatre. Now, what have you got for us now, Teresa?
Well, I'm actually going to play a little tune I wrote for the first Harp Festival,
mm-hmm.
Called Catch the Moon to Culver.
Brilliant.
By popular request, as I said.
Popular request, fantastic.
Yes, now affectionately known as...
Catch a Cold on Culver.
Yes.
As we,
thank you very much.
No, sorry about that. No, it's just... if anybody at home doesn't know Culver Down, you don't want to be out there late at night, do you, on one of those windswept nights, because it is freezing. But it's a lovely, lovely place to see the moon.
It is a lovely place to see the full moon going across the water, and you look like you can step on the water and climb to the moon.
And you can really hear it in this piece. It's a beautiful piece of music. And let's just emphasise this. Teresa composed this herself, so hats off to you, Teresa. It's a fantastic piece of music, and we hope you enjoy it at home. Another world first here on Vectis Radio. Shortly to be 104.6. Now, Teresa... Over to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's an amazing piece of music composed by Teresa Ellis herself, called Catramount to Culver. And it's so lovely to hear a piece of music that is performed on the Isle of Wight by an Isle of Wight musician and composed here on the Isle of Wight as well. So reasons there for visiting the Isle of Wight and coming to the Harp Festival. Stick with us, because we're going to hear a little bit more harp music in a few minutes after the ads.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
KC and the Sunshine Band, and you can put on your boogie shoes and come to the Isle of Wight and listen to some amazing music at the Harp Festival. Judith, we've just been listening to Teresa, but there's plenty more of the chance to do that, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, the fantastic news is that you'll have the opportunity to see and hear Teresa live at the Harp Festival in Ryde later this month. She will be performing with guitarist Tom Ferguson, and they will be demonstrating the use of the harp in accompanying songs that tell a story. Sounds really, really fascinating. Their session will showcase the harp's role in ornamenting both traditional ballads and songs that deal with more contemporary themes. Now, that's on Monday, the 23rd of October at the Royal Esplanade Hotel in Ryde. Starts at 4 p.m. Lots of good news there. And even better news, it's completely free, although donations will be welcome.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very exciting. We've listened to Puckaster before. You've got a lovely guitarist with you in terms of Tom. And Vic, are you going to be playing?
No. That would be very interesting. No, I'm too not coordinated enough. I can't even say coordination, let alone playing.
So you're just a sort of...
I do the admin.
And he does it very well.
The boring bit.
Oh, well, that's so important too, because without people like you, Vic, these things just wouldn't get off the ground, would they?
Now, talking about admin, if you want to find out more, you just need to go to www.harponwhite.co.uk. The festival's taking place between the 20th and the 24th of October. If you're really into harps, you've missed a deadline to be able to make yourself a harp, but I'm sure that workshop is going to happen next year, because I remember it was on last year.
And
This is amazing. You can actually go to a 6-day harp making workshop, and I think it's at Quar Abbey.
Yes.
Do you know what? I think we should go, Judith, and actually see what people are doing there, because it'd be fascinating to see people make their own harp. It's the course is about £670, but at the end of it, you carry off a harp.
Lovely instrument.
They are wonderful little harps.
Yeah.
Really lovely.
God, I'd love to see all those people planing away. I just cannot imagine what it is like to make a harp. I think it requires a lot of patience. But luckily, it doesn't require any patience to listen to a harp, because it's a beautiful instrument. Vic and Teresa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for asking us back.
And stick with us for another Visit Isle of Wight show in a fortnight's time. There's so many lovely things to do here on the island. In the meantime, I was completely wrong about Amy Dickinson. It wasn't her at all. She does the saxophone. And it was a track called Windmills of My Mind, or Your Mind, that had suddenly cropped up in my mind. And it was completely the wrong instrument. Luckily, here is Alana Conway, and she, on the harp, has got her own version of Alleluia.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
www.vectisradio.com.